you see their backfield? What do you see from their running game you talked earlier?
Yeah, I mean, it's fifth in the league in rushing. Downhill, you know, cutback runner, great speed, great vision, you know, good balance, runs hard. And they do a nice job. They mix plays for them. It's, you know, they do a nice job. They put Tavon Austin back there. Got package plays for him that we'll have to be aware of. So, you know, they're doing a nice job of running the football, and it'd be a good challenge for us.
Is this the ultimate case of earn the right to defend the pass? Like, when people play them, well, they seem to come out of there saying, you've got to stop the run.
Yeah, I think what happens a lot of times is they've gotten up in games, and, you know, then it's just they're running the clock out in the third quarter. So, you know, goal for us is to play, you know, great defense early, you know, make it competitive, and then try to, you know, win the game in the fourth quarter.
Goff, looks like this year now that he's had that year under his belt to kind of get some stakes out of the system. What do you see from him in his maturation?
Yeah, I think he's got a good idea where he wants to go with the ball. They're doing some things to help him. The running game certainly helps, but, you know, he's mixing in the intermediate passes with the shots, you know, down the field. You know, you're seeing those guys get down the field, get over top people, hitting some big plays. They got 40 plays over 20 yards. So it's going to be, you know, critical as it is every week, you know, for us to defend the shots, you know, and obviously, you know, limit the big play runs. But 40 plays over 20 yards is pretty impressive.
Not a lot of people talk about Eddie Pleasant, but you guys have had him around here for years, and it seems like whenever he gets a chance, he gets it done.
Yeah, no, I mean, Eddie's been a valuable member of our team since we've been here. Competitive, tough, you know, plays hard. And so we, you know, we blitzed him last week, and we've blitzed him before, but, you know, he does a lot of different things for us, and, you know, he's got some versatility.
What have you liked about what Jadeveon's been doing the last couple of weeks?
Well, I mean, hopefully he can continue to do what he's, you know, been doing for us, which is, you know, trying to be disruptive, trying to affect the quarterback, you know, doing a good job in a run game. So, you know, it's important that he continues to study. You know, every opponent is different each week. You know, where he may be going, where JD may be lining up, he needs to continue to study. But it's going to be important that he plays at a high level to help us.
Before the Rams hired Sean McVay, there were reports that you'd been lined up to interview for that job. And then, of course, in the meantime, you end up getting the promotion here. Can you just reflect on this offseason, what it's meant for your career and maybe your aspirations in the future to be a head coach one?
You know, I think first and foremost, you know, we were trying to defeat, you know, the Patriots in a playoff game and then got word that it wasn't going to happen. They interviewed, you know, they hired Sean, obviously a great choice. You know, and then things, you know, how they happened here, you know, Bill, you know, made me the coordinator. And, you know, I think I'm just trying to do the best job that I can, get these guys going, getting the guys that have been filling in, that have stepped up, you know, getting them ready, getting them to play. And then, you know, the challenge is each week is a new week. You know, however, whatever Indy did or whatever happened there is a new week. It's a new set of plays. It's new calls for us. You know, so I really haven't gotten caught up too much in, you know, aspirations. I'm trying to do the best job that I possibly can here, you know, for our defense and the guys that we have in our room.
And since Bill hired you back in 2014, I mean, how important has he been for your growth and development? And same thing with Romeo.
You know, I think first talking about, you know, Bill, I think, you know, he's been a coach as a young player in college, and then he was a 37-year-old GA for the Patriots, or an intern. So he's seen a lot of different things. He's coached for a lot of great head coaches. So, you know, I think he's got great perspective on keeping things, you know, balanced as far as, you know, the highs and the lows and what may happen, and just trying to, you know, keep some consistency, you know, to what we do. It's certainly been, you know, great. I haven't worked under that many head coaches. I've worked under, you know, essentially Urban and Coach O'Brien. So, and then with the relationship with Rack, I mean, I think that's always been there since him and I got to New England in 2001 with our first year. He was my coordinator. And then, you know, now he was my coordinator in Kansas City for a year. And then now, you know, been on his staff. And then now we're kind of working together. And he, you know, just, you know, good, great guy to lean on about perspective. He's seen a lot, tells a lot of great stories. And, you know, we were talking last night. It was, the story about going the Belichick and the Parcells going from the Jets to the Patriots and Rex situation and the whole thing, and he was under contract with the Jets. So there's just a lot of great stories that I think he shares and put some a lot of great perspective into things. He's seen a lot, good times and great times, and then some not so good times.
Clowning just a little bit, I see you move him around some with the injuries, Watt, Mercer, and the others. Do you find that you want to move him around more than you initially planned, or less?
Well, I think there's a fine line about getting lined up, being ready to go, knowing what to do, playing fast and aggressive, right? And then there's also, hey, do we want to try to scheme some things up and put guys in different spots? That may be good for those guys, but that may not be so good for guys that have a lot on their plate or are playing different positions now. So, I think that there's a balance there.